Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday, August 4th. Saints training camp. The practice is open to the public today. And, of course, that's weather dependent. We've not heard anything, and I don't think we've had any rain in the area yet. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL sports reporter. That's going to be an hour-by-hour decision, I would think. Right, Jeff? Good morning, first of all.
Yeah, good morning. Well, as I look out the window, it is blue skies above me, so I have a pretty good feeling that we're going to get outside today. You know, if there's lightning, you never know, but I know that they were bummed that they weren't able to get out there on Tuesday, and I'm sure they're going to make every effort to get outside today in full pads. They worked inside yesterday without the pads on.
And with that prediction, Jeff Nowak just assured that weather would not be good for practice today with that lone prediction. Thank you, Jeff. Way to go. Nice job.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Tell me about the podcast, you and Steve Geller, before we run out of time.
Yeah, so we put up an episode this morning. We go very deep into the Trevor Penning drama of the last couple days. You know, we've had fights the last 3 days at camp, but yesterday was probably the biggest. You know, you asked me on Monday, have you had any fights yet? Well, we had, but we've had two more since then, one with JT Gray and Trevor and one with Malcolm Roach and Trevor. And it's getting, I think it's getting to the point where you have to kind of step back and take a little attitude adjustment. And we'll see if that changes what has been addressed today at camp, because both those players got sent off the field yesterday. That's not what you want to see. You know, that's the point that it gets to be a distraction. So, but it's going to be another day of hard hitting. They got Michael Thomas into team drills yesterday, so hopefully there's more of that today. And Tyrann Mathieu got back, so fans should be able to get to see him out there for the first time today.
Emotion is good. You want to have an attitude if you're an offensive lineman, but if you get thrown out the game, you're not helping anybody. So you do have to keep that in check, and I guess that's the message that DA is going to try to impart to Trevor Penning, or trying to get him to understand.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. You know, you don't want to, like I said to Steve on the podcast, it's like, if this had happened in week one and he riled an opponent up so much that they threw a punch at him, you'd be, you know, applauding, like, great job, that's an advantage for us. So, you know, it's tough because you're going to get your teammates in practice, and there's kind of an understanding that, you know, you're not going to go full, you know, you're not trying to hurt anybody. And I think that's what people might be taking umbrage to, is you might be blocking them like their opponents, right? And that's the balancing act. And I know DA was getting a bit fed up with it by the end of yesterday's practice, so hopefully we don't see any more of that today.
Yeah, you know, the first thing they teach you if you ever took boxing is you can't lose your temper, right? You can't lose your temper, because if you do, you're done. And when it comes to the sweet science, and I would imagine getting an opponent to punch you is kind of the same way. You got to be playing them. Don't let them play you. Tell me about Mike Thomas. Right. How did he look?
He's looked really good. I haven't seen any limitations from him in terms of how he's running routes. Like I said, yesterday was the first time he got worked in the 7-on-7 drills. He's still, you know, there's still a few steps to go. He hasn't been in 11-on-11s, and he hasn't been in either of the one-on-one sessions, the one-on-one reps, which I would imagine 11-on-11s will come next, because the one-on-one reps are a little more intense because these guys are really kind of battling each other. But he also ran some routes against Andy Dalton in coverage, so I guess that's a one-on-one. But that was kind of funny. It was just kind of a, like, it's basically a traffic cone out there. He wasn't really playing defense, but
is that a redhead? You know, is that a ginger joke, the traffic cone with Andy Dalton? I'm just wondering, Jeff.
It could be.
It could be. Big giant traffic cone.
Yeah, but he's moving really well. I said from the beginning, I think his curve to get back is a little, you know, lesser than others, because he's never been a guy who relied on, you know, crazy athleticism or crazy speed. He's more of a guy who just, he needs to be able to cut violently, and I have seen that from him. And he's gonna be able to out-muscle people for the ball, and that's what he's done his whole career. So I think we're getting pretty close. Like, once you get to routes, once you go from routes against air to routes against people, I think that the rest is going to come quickly. So it's really, really positive signs for him. I don't expect we'll see him much, if at all, in the preseason. But, you know, all signs are pointing to him getting back on the field sooner rather than later.
We'll talk about defense when we come back. The name of the podcast is Inside Black and Gold. It's Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak. You get it from the Odyssey app. I'm just curious, when you do a podcast like that, does it have to be family-friendly, or will we hear some things that you wouldn't be able to say on the air?
It doesn't have to be family-friendly. I think we can get away with a lot more because the FCC isn't a thing when it comes to podcasts. But right. We keep it family-friendly. We're family-friendly individuals.
All right, good. We'll take a break, come back. If you have any questions about the Saints, 504-260-1870. It is 751, 9 till 8, time for traffic, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL sports reporter. Speaking of the Odyssey app, somebody texted in, Jeff, how do they access the Inside Black and Gold podcast? That is through the Odyssey app, right?
Yeah, I think they've been having some issues. They updated the app recently, so if it's not showing there, there might be some issues still going on. But
well,
that is
where
above my pay grade.
That's where you start, at least. Tell me about Tyrann Mathieu yesterday. How'd he look?
Well, we didn't see a ton from him, but he was there. He went through the walkthrough, and he obviously was in the stretches and whatnot. DA said after the practice that there's going to be a ramp-up process for him to kind of make sure he's in the proper shape. Obviously, he spent the first week away from the team. So one thing we're learning about Dennis Allen is when he says the words ramp-up, he is not messing around. They are very they're being very intentional with how they – work people back into practice. We've seen it with Marcus Davenport. We saw it with Pete Werner. We've seen it with Michael Thomas. And you know, we haven't seen Taysom Hill since his injury last week, and we haven't seen Peyton Turner since Monday. So you know, they're not messing around after a year where they had to deal with more injuries than I've ever seen a team have to deal with. They're making very sure that they're not pushing people back before they're ready, and I think, you know, we'll probably see Tyrann get a little more work in today. He'll probably do a lot of the conditioning stuff. Mm-hmm. But we haven't yet seen him get into drills. But we did see him at OTAs and minicamp, and he looks every bit like the Tyrann Mathieu we know. So I'm not worried at all about his ability to get back.
Does he still want to be called the Honey Badger or not?
I don't know if we've asked him that. I've never heard anyone call him Honey Badger in person.
Yeah.
So
it would be kind of weird,
sure, but
yeah, it'd be kind of odd, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me about,
but it is still like one of the best nicknames out there. So I don't think he's tired of it.
And a classic YouTube video. Tell me about some people that, that have caught some eyes out there, maybe players that not much was expected from, but all of a sudden, you know, it's like you make a couple of plays and the eyebrows are raised. It's like, wow, who's that?
Well, we've talked a lot about Paul Smadebo. He's continuing to shine. A guy who stood out to me is Justin Evans, the safety fourth year. It's tough to say because he was out of the NFL last year. He's been dealing with injuries the last couple of years. But he's been all over the defense. He's been playing in the nickel and the deep safety, the strong safety. I think he's going to be a very intriguing player on the Saints defense. Kentavious Street is another guy who I think has a lot of upside. He's a defensive tackle that was brought in this year. He knows Ryan Nielsen, the new co-defensive coordinator, really well. I think he's going to be – if you remember the name, it's because he's the guy who tackled Breed so hard he cracked his ribs in that 49ers game a couple years ago. But I think he's going to be a really intriguing just body in the middle of a defensive line, which I think is probably the – you know, if you have questions about any group, it might be the interior defensive line because there just isn't a ton of depth there behind David Onyemata. So he's a guy to watch. And then trying to think of people I haven't talked about. And then Carl Granderson, you know, he's a guy who was talked about after minicamp by Dennis Allen, who has just taken like big strides this season. And I think he continues to do that. He's always being disruptive in the backfield. And I think he'll have a big role this year.
Those are my favorites. The guy's like, wait, who's that? Pete Werner was that guy last year. Where did he come from? We'll be back. WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.